So I started singing with the group that was based here in the Hudson Valley. I ended up traveling to Georgia a number of times, formed a trio, started singing with them in 1994. And eventually went with them to Georgia for an extended period in 1995, again in 97 and 98, and then I ended up moving to Georgia, and I lived in Georgia for about 10 years, and it's been an interesting experience. So there's an awful lot to say about Georgia and Georgian music, and we won't have time to say even a fraction of it, but what we can do is give you a little peek inside the Pandora's box, or what I sometimes call the black hole of Georgian culture. So we're going to look at this song here, which is called Kriste Arska. And there, you can grab that one, or there are some more up at the front. Sometimes I like holding on to one of my own word sheets just to know what I actually wrote. You know. I don't often have the space when I make my word sheets here to actually put the Georgian script, but since this is kind of a short text here, I decided to do that to give you an idea of what the Georgian script looks like. So that is Georgian below the Latin that you can read. Georgian is a purely phonetic language, which means that nothing ever changes. If you put two vowels together, they always remain two syllables. If you can hear something, then you can spell it, pretty much. One of the very few things about Georgian language that is easy. So this is an Easter song, an Easter hymn, Easter is the big holiday in Georgia. Georgia is Orthodox and has been since the 4th century. I picked this because it's pretty simple. It's not really simple, but actually it is simple. So you'll kind of see how it goes. Georgian songs, most of them are in three voice parts. We have, rather than soprano, alto, I generally refer to them, and the Georgians refer to them as top, middle, and bass. I say bass because it's really more like a high baritone. Georgians typically do not learn any of this traditional music with notation. It's learned entirely by rote. It's been transmitted orally for centuries. So we're going to learn it the same way that they have taught it to me. So let's just look at the words first. We all have the same words. And I see my first mistake right on the top line. Doesn't really make a big difference to you, probably, but do you see that third word, which has way too many consonants? I'm going to ask you to put a little apostrophe after the K. So what does that mean, an apostrophe? Well, it's just one system which I like, which is using an apostrophe to indicate a non-aspirant sound. Non-aspirant meaning no air. So with the K sound, that's the difference between the first K in the word Kriste and the second K in Vdretit. So it goes by pretty quickly, but the way to differentiate between the aspirant and non-aspirant is if you can say, for example, cup of cocoa. So just say that.
Cup of cocoa.
Cup of cocoa. And now if you say the same thing while holding your breath, what do you get? You get, because there's no air coming from your lungs. The only air that's coming out is what's being pushed out by your tongue. Okay? So that's the K sound. K with air. Ka, ka, or ka, ka. Okay? It would be fine, well, it would be better, I suppose, if that were the end of it, or if they would be more, a little bit more liberal with their vowels. But so it goes, and actually there are tricks. So let's just look at these words here. So the first word is Christe. Christe. So the T with the apostrophe is almost like a D. The difference between the aspirant and non-aspirant T, you hear all that extra. It's actually a bit more aspirant than we're sometimes used to in English. And this one, the non-aspirant, sort of like you fill the whole front of your teeth with your tongue. Kind of a dull, heavy sound. Christe. So more like a D. Christe. Second word, we get right into it here. We have GH, which is one of the fun sounds in Georgian. So, before we go to GH, we're going to go to the bottom line. Do you see the very last, the first word in the bottom line, where we have TSKH. So TS and KH are actually just two letters in the Georgian alphabet or Georgian language. The first one, TS, TS, right? And the second one is H. Okay, which sometimes people use the X for that, like in the Russian transliteration. So TSKH is TS. Some good morning sounds there. So that last word, I'm sorry, the first word in the last line is Tshovrebis. Tshovrebis. Okay? So why did I start there? I started there because we have the KH sound, which you make without any voice, right? Just air, blowing the air through. Okay? If you make that same sound and put voice into it, you get the GH sound. So instead of, you have, and that is GH. Arstga. Arstga. And it might seem strange, unexpected, but in all of my years of teaching Georgian songs to people who don't speak, especially, you know, primarily English-speaking people, I have found that the harder part for people to pronounce is the vowels. You would think, well, what about all those consonants? I can give you tricks for the consonants. But the hard part for us as English speakers is actually limiting our vowels, because the Georgian language has really only six vowel sounds, and they never, ever change. And in English, we have so many different vowel combinations. We have these little subtleties. We have diphthongs. We have things that happen kind of almost before on top of the vowels sometimes. Georgian just never changes. So let's see if we can get through this first line. Christe, Achstega. Let's just those two words.
Christe, Achstega.
Mkwdretit. Now, it's not a problem for a Georgian speaker because they speak Georgian. But when we see a word that starts with too many consonants, one strategy that I offer people is look for available vowels. Oh, look, there's a nice attractive ah on the previous word. So what we can do just mentally is just take the m and tack it onto the a. And if you imagine that that word achtga ends with m, then it's achtgam dretit. Just makes it a little bit easier. Okay? So, Christe achtga dretit.
Christe achtgam dretit.
Good. Moving right along, we have sikudi lita, sikudi lisa.
Sikudi lita, sikudi lisa.
Now the Georgian V sound is not really a V, because when we make V in English, we put our upper teeth on our lower lip, B, right? So the Georgians do exactly that, except that they don't actually touch the teeth to the lip. It's kind of between a V and a W. Difference is, in English, when we have a W sound, we shape our lips. The Georgians don't shape. Okay? So, sikudi lita, it's almost, sometimes it becomes almost like an U sound. Sikudi lita, sikudi lisa. Just try that. Okay, let's stop there and let's start hearing what it sounds like. So this is the bass part. Not this note, but way up here. And keep it nice and light, nice and relaxed. So we have, as I said, three voice parts. And if you wish, in fact, I might recommend that we have our parts sit together for purposes of solidarity. So perhaps we can have our basses kind of congregate over in this area. We'll have our middle voices here and our top voices here. And actually, I'm going to tell you that in this song, middle and top doesn't really matter. It's going to be pretty much the same range for both voices. Okay, so, basses over here. Your first line, just to show you how difficult Georgian songs can be sometimes. Christe achtgam dretit. Try that.
Christe achtgam dretit.
So this is, it's not in any kind of strict meter. It's kind of phrase by phrase. So the first phrase, once again, it's just kind of bum, 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 bum.
Christe achtgam dretit.
Once more.
Christe achtgam dretit. Sikudi lita, sikudi lisa. Sikudi lita, sikudi lisa.
Listen once.
Christe achtgam dretit. Sikudi lita, sikudi lisa.
Do that with me.
Christe achtgam dretit. Sikudi lita, sikudi lisa.
Good. Top part, okay? I've just decided that you're the top part, or maybe I said that before. Surprisingly, for Georgian music, wouldn't surprise you necessarily for, you know, Western sort of expectations, you start at an octave from the bass part. Okay. But you don't stay there very long. The first phrase is exactly like the bass.
Christe achtgam dretit.
easy, right? Do that once.
Christe aux congregit.
Listen.
Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Listen once more.
Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Try that.
Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Listen now from the beginning.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Try that with me.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Good. One more time.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Good. Bass part one more time.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Try those two parts together.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Yep. Si, so they have sic ut dili.
Si.
Bum.
Sic ut dilitas.
Let's do just that phrase.
Si.
That's interesting. That's a ninth, which is actually what we would more expect in Georgian music.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. All right, no, let's go back to the first phrase.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
One more time.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
That sounds good. Okay, middle part.
Christe aux congregit. Christe aux congregit.
With the bass part, just that phrase. Christe.
Christe aux congregit.
Good. One more time, just by yourselves, middle part.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa. Sic ut dilitas.
So sic ut dilitas, all straight across.
Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Just that phrase once more. Listen first.
Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa. Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Try that with me.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
Try that with the bass part, just the bass in the middle.
Christe aux congregit. Sic ut dilitas, sic ut dilissa.
should end up on a fifth. Bum, sig di di ta, sig di di sa, bum, bum. Let's do that once more. Bum, cree, cree. Bass and middle.
Christe ars completit, sic divita, sic divisa.
Good. Let's hear the top part, just the top part.
Christe ars completit, sic divita, sic divisa.
With the bass part, top and bass.
Christe ars completit, sic divita, sic divisa.
Good, top and middle. Bum, bum.
Christe ars completit, sic divita, sic divisa.
Good, all three parts.
Bum, bum, bum. Christe ars completit, sic divita, sic divisa.
Sounds nice. Let's do that one more time.
Christe ars completit, sic divita, sic divisa.
Yes? Good? Everyone happy? One more time, and then we'll move on with the next words. Bum, bum, bum.
Christe ars completit, sic divita, sic divisa.
Dam turgune veli,
dam
turgune veli, da sa plavebis,
da sa plavebis.
Shinata.
Shinata.
Easy words, right? Dam turgun veli dasa plavebis shinata. One more time.
Dam turgun veli dasa plavebis shinata.
Tchovrebis mimni chebeli.
Tchovrebis mimni chebeli.
So here's one of the secrets of successful Georgianing. Where you have what looks like too many consonants, you just make an extra little secret vowel sound that helps you say all those consonants. Because you have to have something that facilitates and actually allows you to make those sounds, right? So in Georgian, they use kind of a schwa. It's not a true schwa, but it's just that sound. So those are actually, Georgians will argue with me when I say that there are six vowel sounds in Georgian. They'll say, no, 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 five. We have five vowels in Georgian. A, E, I, O, U. And then if you ask a Georgian to spell a word, spelling, it's not really a problem, as I said, because it's purely phonetic. But sometimes, you know, things are a little bit difficult to hear, maybe, or somebody is just telling you how something should be written, and they'll say that their name, for example, is Georgi. G-I-O-R-G-I. G. So that that's the sound. And that happens where you have a whole big cluster of consonants. Sometimes you have that little sound happening between a number of those consonants. And the place where I want you to hear it, especially here, is m-n, where we have mi-m-ni-je-beli. So just listen to me sing it.
Tore bis mima ni jebeli mima.
So I'm putting a little vowel in there rather than just having it go from We can't even really do that comfortably anyway.
Mimi,
right? Mima. So it just becomes actually very often in Georgian it becomes a rhythmic element, that extra little schwa sound.
Tore bis mima ni jebeli.
Okay. So let's continue with the bass part.
Triste aus dem Tretit, Sigudilita, Sigudilisa, Dam Trgun Veni Dasa Plave Bis Shinata.
That's kind of the best line.
Dam Trgun Veni Dasa Plave Bis Shinata.
Try that.
Dam trgun veli dasa plave bis shinata.
So just the one vowel where we have two notes.
Dasa plaha, dasa plave bis shinata.
Listen once more.
Dam trgun veli dasa plave bis shinata. Dam trgun veli dasa plave bis shinata.
Going from the previous phrase,
sigudilita, sigudilisa. Dam trgun veli dasa plave bis shinata.
Good.
Tore bis mima ni jebeli. Tore bis mima ni jebeli.
Listen to those two phrases in context.
Sigudilita, sigudilisa, dam trgun veli dasa plave bis shinata. Tore bis mima ni jebeli.
Okay. Let's sing the whole bass part. Ready?
Christe auxam pleti, sic divita, sic divisa, damum velina sa plave bishinata.
Page is that traditionally this would be sung three times. Let's do that one more time and then I'm going to move to the top part. Ready? The transition from the third to the fourth phrase. Just one step up. Top part. 5 minutes?
Or less, yeah.
Wow, really? Okay.
It's great. Yeah, we need to.
Is there a
Sigvadinita, sigvadinisa. Dam trbun veli dasa plave bisinata. Sigvadinita, sigvadinisa. Dam trbun veli dasa plave bisinata. Sigvadinisa, tam trbun veli dasa plave bisinata. Schore bis mimni jebeli, schore bis mimni jebeli.
Please sing your last line. With the top part, they're parallel. Bum,
bum.
Okay.
Christe axcam gratit, sigvadinita, sigvadinisa. Dam trbun veli dasa plave bisinata. Schore bis mimni jebeli.
Just the top part.
Christe axt kamdretit. Sigvadinita, sigvadinisa.
Try that with the bass part. Starting on the same note.
Christe ascendetit, sibilita, sibilisa.
Am I out of time?
Let's go for a few more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Middle part.
Christe axtam dretit, sigvadinita, sigvadinisa. Dam trbun veli dasa plave bisinata. Dam trbun veli dasa plave bisinata.
Just that phrase one more time.
Dam trbun veli dasa plave bisinata.
Kind of have a nice little active part there.
Christ.
Assuming we get through without completely crashing, we'll do it again, and then we'll do it again. We'll do it three times, okay? Bum, bum, bum.
Christe as trompeti, sicurita, sicurisa.
Okay.